And a poem which is an earlier poem, but in a way a companion piece to Water. And perhaps singularly inappropriate for Tucson, a poem called Ice. It's in four sections. Again, I won't read the numbers. Ice. The wind falls back across the snow. Silence leans in the doorway, just as pale as you had imagined. Why invite him further? That song is a simple one, easy to learn, hard to forget. You know how it goes. You remember. At night, the cold sinks its teeth in your cheek. In the morning, the cold leaves its ghost in your breath. You discover what continues to live inside the splinters of things, hiding, pretending to be a secret, inside the stones full of tiny flames, inside the smoke floating above the trees, inside the ice that looks back into nothing but itself. Each day, the snow falls, repeating and repeating its one line. You ask for news, and you get another list, and the end of winter arrives with the names of the missing and the same question. Who do you know this time? At the edge of light, the wolves take up their howling. They have always been there, inside their hunger. I give you what I can, a coat and a compass, matches in a tin box. I give you this shelter. Step into it, and silence touches you everywhere. When you speak, your words drop to the floor. When you break them open, there are more words inside. Mirror, knife, ice, fire, smoke, stone. You know how it goes. You remember. The song of wind in the branch, the message of light across the snow. The sign of your breath, frozen into stars on the clear glass.